The Guardian.
I'm at the International Medieval Congress, which is Europe's largest gathering of all those people who are interested in the Holy Grail and, let me see, the Leonardo Code and much more serious things besides. And I'm with two of the main organisers, Axel Müller from Leeds University's Institute of Medieval Studies. Has the medieval world become a bit more cash-rich, you know, with all these, I don't mean to be trivial, but, you know, Labyrinth and the Da Vinci Code and everything. There is a great, and the blood and the ring or whatever it is. I mean, since those days when, do you remember we talked before and there was some government minister saying, why don't we close medieval studies down? Nobody would say that now.
I think there has been a backlash to the Charles Clarke comment on that at the time. And I think people are willing to contribute towards issues like medieval studies and to think more in a wider sense, that it's not just the core issues of cancer research or some other aspects, but that it is important to study medieval studies. And we have received some contributions from individuals in the past and recently, which was helpful. But again, it would be helpful to have get more.
And I'm also with Paul Sturtevant, who's from Leeds University too, but you're originally from the States. We've got very medieval hair, if I may say so. Long locks flowing down over your shoulders. But yeah, what got you interested in medieval studies?
Well, I got interested in medieval studies very much in the same way that I think many people of my generation did, which was just storybooks when I was growing up. I would sort of sneak into the back of the bookstore and get the ones on the horrible medieval torture and things like that, all those things that young boys really shouldn't be looking at, but ultimately do anyway. And that led to an interest in fantasy books, and ultimately came to the actual Middle Ages as opposed to the sort of Tolkien-inspired Middle Ages.
They're also discussing flood protection and flood disasters in the Middle Ages, which, of course, we had a dreadful experience of last year, and in fact, well, the past few years, bad floods. And Axel, you were just saying there's rather a good example of this here in Yorkshire when there was bad flash flooding up in North Yorkshire about 4 years ago.
It was near Rivo Abbey, a famous Cistercian site where the buildings itself were not touched at all when the flash floods happened, but the new buildings that were built at the bottom, which happened to be the visitor centres, were flooded and were severely damaged. So there was a knowledge there which the monks knew where to build, where not to build,
yes,
which suddenly in modern times hasn't been carried through, or but people felt it might be not necessary to follow the guidelines that were there beforehand.
Yes, how interesting. You often see villages built on, the old villages built on a hill, and the modern housing comes down into the valley, and yes, well, Tewkesbury, yes.
You can see the pictures, and you can see the old town was still on top of the hill, and it was not, they didn't have wet feet, whereas the rest of the people did.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.